time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, today is our school district update. We have Mr. Keith Palmer. He's the principal at Creekview Elementary. We're going to talk about the fact that we had a mascot change at the end of last year and some of the awards that they're actually tying in with the new mascot, plus an event that's coming up at the end of October that is always a great and fun event for everybody. Mr. Palmer, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to highlight our school. So
let's start right out of the gate and talk about the mascot change. The Chiefs are no more. You've changed to Coyotes.
Yeah,
correct?
So this kind of built all through last year. Really, a lot of the push was from the teachers on the inside that didn't know how to comfortably use it. They didn't want to offend anyone, and so it built and built, and we had kids submit mascots, and then those were screened by a committee and then finally voted on by the students. So that was a fun process that finally came about. It was kind of anticlimactic a little bit. We hoped to have a huge assembly and announce it, and then COVID hit, and we got to announce it in a video we sent out to kids. But we're excited about the change. It's been a lot of fun.
So it was something that was completely driven by the students. They came up with the names and then voted on it.
And took
it from there.
And that was fun. And you have several that think they were the one. You know, we had a lot of people turn in that name, but that's okay. They can still think they're the one that turned it in.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely. So on that note, you've got some positive reinforcement awards that are tied around the Coyote now, correct?
Yeah. So we had used the old mascot in the past, and with this shift, we've changed the way we do our reward system for positive behaviors, and also tying into our reading. And we chose five behaviors that we think if kids exhibit those, the school's going to be a better place. We're working on respect and responsibility and perseverance, kindness, and now that I'm on the air, I can't remember the fifth one, but... But as they earn those, they get a little card that looks like a coyote paw, and then we do drawings with those. But the bigger thing is we want to recognize all kids. So if they earn a paw for all five areas that we recognize, then they automatically get the bigger award that we call the Alpha Award. You know, still tying into the coyote, and that everyone gets. That's not a drawing. That's a big deal that we make, that they've exhibited all five behavior areas that we want, and that's fun. So
okay, you kind of brought it up a little in that in your discussion. There is reading, and reading has always been a huge initiative across the school district, and I would assume that it's no different there at Creekview Elementary.
No, we're working hard on it. It's a little different to gauge where we're at this year with the amount of time we missed at the end of last year, but we're really focusing. We give away Coyote reader cards every time they level up on our Reading A to Z reading system, and they love to get those. That's all the kids talk about once we get going. Everywhere I go in the school, it's, Mr. Palmer, guess what level I'm on? Guess how many levels I went up? And that's a lot of fun, and so there's a lot of focus on that, but there's a lot of work to be done this year with the missed time.
It is it's a lot of fun, especially when you can get that engagement from the kids that they're excited, and it shows that they're excited too. We've been talking to other district employees and district schools and things like that about the summer slide. And did you notice with you were out the last 2 months, did you notice a bigger slide than usual, or was it about where you guys expected it to be?
It appears that we've lost some ground to where we have been, but it's also hard to gauge. I think where we're at in December is going to be a little more telling if we quickly gained some of that ground back, or if it was really lost and we're really starting at a lower point. The thing we're noticing the most is the kindergarten to first grade, that those last 2 months of kindergarten is when they solidify their reading and really begin to read, and they missed that time in person. And so we have a lot more work to do in first grade than normal, but I think it's going to be okay. And as we keep assessing, I think we'll find out better where we're at.
Well, and as far as the district goes, I don't think you're necessarily alone there. I think that the slide was a little better or a little bigger than people thought it was going to be. But you know what? That's okay, and you can pick up. It just means that kids need to be reading more, and that's the way it goes. Kids should be reading all the time anyway, right?
And we tried to prepare for this. I mean, all of the meetings at the end of last year with our teachers were focused on the grade level below telling the grade level above what things they would have been doing those last 2 months, so those teachers realize they may not come with those things and that you may need to touch base on those things in the next year that you normally wouldn't. And so all of that's done and they're aware. And so we're working on filling those gaps. But yeah, it can all be made up. A lot of that reading, nothing replaces just sitting down and reading.
Reading a book, that's right. Now, we've talked about the coronavirus and everything like that. A lot of things have been put on hold, and assemblies are probably pretty much non-existent. As I think you told me before we went on the air, that if it's not helping with the education process, it's kind of been put on hold for right now.
Yeah, it is. I had a meeting with the PTA a little while ago, and it was hard to even figure out what to do. They were still wanting to do things, and it was hard. But we do have probably our biggest event coming up is Red Ribbon Week. We still think that's important that kids are taught about that, and we always tie that into the week of Halloween. And so that will be fun to focus on that, but also do some activities that we still feel like are important to their overall education and to be able to do that in school. But yeah, everything else, I mean, we're trying not to have events with big groups just because it's really hard to manage right
now. Yeah, right. All right, well, Mr. Keith Palmer, principal at Creekview Elementary, thank you for taking out the time and coming in this morning to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Anytime. And go Coyotes, right?
Yep, go Coyotes.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.